I just would carry it, John, on to these other parts here. For this child. And there she stands in front of that man who, in fact, had so failed in his own life. And his own children were a witness of his failure. And she stands before him with this child in her hands. She says, "For this child I pray, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him." But now something further is taking place. It's not just talk about giving this child to the Lord. It's not just what I'm going to do someday. Therefore, and this word lent means something different in our English language today. If I loan you something, it's mine and I want it back sometime. But the thought here is that this child is given unto the Lord. Therefore, also. What does therefore mean? Therefore is the word that takes us back to the relationship between Hannah and the Lord and the experience that she had, what she had done. Therefore, also, I have given him to the Lord. I have given him to the Lord for how long? As long as he liveth, he shall be lent unto the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there, and I would like to carry us. I think of what David said a minute ago, of how she was taken to new levels that we hadn't seen her in. Hannah prayed, verse 1, and she said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord." What a wonderful verse. "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." We say, is this the same woman that we heard earlier? Is this the same woman that we saw that was in bitterness of soul and bitterness of spirit? Ah, this is her now. This can be you and I. That's what this is about, isn't it? This is what the Lord would have to come from such a study.
I wonder, Chuck, if you would bear with me on the word lent, as to whether or not it is not really the same concept but as we have today, but from a different angle. And I'm going to suggest this, and I got this from our dear brother Neil many years ago in ministry. Verse 11 talks about giving. She says, "I've given him to the Lord," right? "But will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him to Jehovah." But the language changes in verse 28. "I will lend him." It would appear that the thought here is, when you lend, you don't walk away from it, in that sense that you just said, because you're looking for some return. And I wonder if it isn't the same concept. We are looking, Hannah is looking for a return, meaning that she has to invest in this little child. And where is that investment? You remember every year she brings a coat?
Yeah.
And she knew the size each year to bring. She never asked Eli to measure him and send me the dimensions and I'll bring up a coat. No, she knew the size. She was very vested in Samuel's development for God. And I think that's the principle of lending here. So that she keeps the return. No, I was just saying, she got the return. The interest was there.
And it was 500%.
And it was 500%, yes.
God is no man's debtor.
Right.
Looking at these last two verses in chapter 1, you see that Hannah was sincere in her prayer. She really meant what she said. It wasn't just something off the top of your head. I'll do this if you give me this, Lord. She really meant what she said, all of it, every word. She was earnest in her prayer, and I think that's, we need to have that heart, that we're really, when we're talking to the Lord, when we're praying to him, we really mean what we're saying. It's not just from the outside, but it's inward as well. It's every word that we say, it's full of truth in what we're saying. It's really, we're expressing our true feelings when we speak to the Lord. I think that's really important.
Jesse, would you add also that she was very specific?
Yeah. I have asked.
again, she was very specific. There was no going all over the place, taking half hour, going all over from Dan to Beersheba, talking about everything, and you really wonder. You hear prayer sometimes, you think you wonder what people are really saying. What are you talking about? Just going all over the place, recital verses. But it is in the practice of prayer one learns how to be very specific in what one asks for in according to the will of God. For this child, I have prayed. She knows that's what she asked for. This is what I got. She didn't go all over the place in her prayer. She was very specific. She was very sincere. She was from the heart. She came by faith. She knew who she was talking to, the Lord of hosts, who is able to do everything. And as we have heard, as a result of that, the whole changed, not only in her life, in the whole household. Imagine the other children that she got after that. What an impact she had on them. They all proud of his prayer.
I like to think, Emil, that of a bubbling spring or a cup that is running over, when I listen to her in the worship and the praise that came out in the verses that followed, I don't read of Hannah telling her to pray. I don't read of any instruction for her, well, look, or of Eli telling her, well, Hannah, isn't it a time? No, it was spontaneous. It came from her heart. And Hannah prayed and said, and so on. We've read that. I rejoice in thy salvation. I was looking too at verse 2. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. I would ask us, young people, has the Lord brought you to the point where you can say, I agree with Hannah? There's no one like him. She could say to you and I, in the language of Romans 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? This is what this woman could say. This was the confidence. I know she lived in a different dispensation. She didn't have the knowledge that we have from the New Testament today. But I can tell you from the words of her lips, her heart was rejoicing in this one, wasn't it?